Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I wouldn't be surprised if the Steelers finally say, let's figure something out, and then Tomlin shows up somewhere else.
Like the Giants.
And let me ask you, if I may.
The Giants wouldn't be a bad spot. I think Tomlin is 100% going to be a coach in this league for as long as he wants to be. But I totally understand that Steeler fans are like, we're done with seeing something that has flashes of excellence in the regular season only to wane prior to the playoffs. This wane is now the middle of the season.
Yeah, it's starting to wane, isn't it? That was Rich Eisen. Now, let's see where it goes. Again, I'm exercising some degree of caution here, but man, if it keeps going this way, these conversations have already started, the same ones as last year. 412-928-9370. It's my belief that Art will not do anything no matter what happens the rest of the season, even if the New York Giants were to call, like the Bears did last offseason. To some people, I know that seems, you know, preposterous, the idea of trading a coach, but it's really not. You know, it's happened before. You don't hang up on somebody when they call you with that idea, especially when they have a top five pick, maybe the number one pick, maybe the number one pick. And it's also not so crazy. And that would be the Giants, of course. And there seems to be some winds blowing in that direction of Tomlin getting mentioned as a Giants target. Teams move on from successful coaches. The Patriots moved on from Belichick, for God's sakes. Sean Payton, John Gruden, Andy Reid, people have moved on from those guys. They've been traded, by the way. Belichick actually was traded. Sean Payton was traded. Gruden was traded. It can happen, and it might be the salvation of the Steeler franchise, actually. Now, as far as the other topic that came up today on the morning show, and has come up at various times on all our shows, what if this devolves into the Steelers falling apart like they did last year, and you have chance of fire Tomlin? I don't think that's going to happen, nor do I think it should. I think the more appropriate chant at that point would be sell the team, because this starts with one guy. Everything here starts with one guy. That's Art II. It starts with him. And if the coach is your problem, if you think the coach is the problem, then you have one guy to blame, and it ain't the coach. But make no mistake, if Mike Tomlin did go to, you know, to market, he would be coveted by other teams. Absolutely, he would. And man, I would pick up that phone if the New York Giants called in a second. Having said that, as I've said multiple times on the show so far today, I'm open to where this season goes. And the two situations that seem to be very uncertain right now are Aaron Rodgers. What's going to happen with him in the upcoming weeks? That was a concerning performance. And then, of course, the head coach. The team itself. I mean, is the team any good? They're 29th in offense and 28th in defense in the NFL. That's not good. That's your total yard scoring. They're 16th in offense and 22nd in defense. That's unbelievably average, which is where they're why they're 5-4. And that's pretty much where they've been for almost a decade. 5-4. Perpetually 5. They're starting to look like Pitt football, which actually has a big game this week. But I'm talking over time. You know, it's 5-4, 6-4, 7-4, 6-6, 8-6, 9-7, whatever it is. It's starting to become that predictable. And we are going to talk about Pitt football, though, because they're in a different space this year. And it's actually kind of exciting. We'll see what happens. 928-9370, 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19, Peters Township. Fan Hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Let's hit the line, Sean Myers.
All right, we're going to go to Frederick, Maryland to hear from John.
Hey, John.
What's going on, guys? Thank you so much for having me, and happy Veterans Day. I just got to say, how many more lifelines are we going to give Mike Tomlin when it comes to the draft and the team? I mean, if you look at his previous history, guys, if we keep losing and miss the playoffs, are we going to give this guy this draft class?
Not only would Art give him this draft class, he might give him a contract extension. Mike Tom, the thing. It wouldn't surprise me if the Steelers, if they lost the rest of their game. That would surprise me. But if they lost the rest of their games, it wouldn't surprise me if Art gave him a contract extension this offseason. That to me would be way, way less surprising than Art moving on or them coming to some kind of mutual decision. That's just what it is, I think, with Art.
Yeah, but if he loses, look what we've given him. We've allowed him to draft a running back in the first round. We've allowed him to go get his guy in Kenny Pickett. We've allowed him to trade away our picks for Devin Bush, bust. Terrell Edmonds, bust. Do you trust this man in this draft class?
No.
Do you trust him?
Of course not. Although I will say, to be fair, the last, three drafts, let me take a closer look here, have been pretty good. They've been pretty good. So maybe that's an Omar.
What do you mean pretty good? Do you think Joey Porter Jr. and Broderick Jones are playing at the level that they were drafted? Do you honestly think that?
Obviously not. But Zach Frazier, Peyton Wilson, Mason McCormick, Keanu Benton, Mount Washington, Nick Herbert. What do you mean, what am I talking about? I'm talking about all the guys they've picked. Yes, Broderick Jones and Joey Porter.
Yeah, that was bad. Joey Porter Jr. is a second-round draft pick, and he is a penalty.
Yeah, and then they got Benton and Washington and Herbig. And Benton, Washington, and Herbig. Then they got Fatanu, Frazier, Peyton Wilson, McCormick. Yes, I think their drafts overall have been good. And, yeah, I think Broderick Jones is a disappointment. You got to at least – it can't just all be bad. It can't just all be bad with the draft picks. And, yeah, I'm down on Jones and Porter, too.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
But if I were grading these drafts compared to the rest of the NFL, I actually think they're pretty good drafts of late. These past, let's say, three. Two of the last three. We'll find out about this one. It's a little too early. I like Jack Sawyer. Harmon's been up and down. I don't like Caleb Johnson. Black looks like a good player. We'll see about this draft. Next.
We will go to Rob in West Mifflin.
Hey, Rob.
Hey, Joe. How you doing, man?
Good. What's up?
I'm all for most of the stuff that you're saying, man. If you, I mean, that's a hypothetical, man. Like, you tell me I can go to Kennywood but can't go on the Rides, I'm not going. So you saying if somebody, you ask one of these owners, 6 out of 9 times you're going to play up but you're going to get blue out, ain't nobody signing up for that. You just want to get in the dance, Joe. We know you just want to get in the dance. Anything can happen after that. Like, a lot of coaches and these owners don't want to hear that, oh, you can get the playoff, but you're going to get blew out. You're not going to be competitive. I mean, we can say that now because it happened, but ask these owners if 7 out of 9 times you get in the playoffs, they'll take that.
No, they wouldn't. No, because it was phrased this way. If I went up to the worst owners in the league, the Jets, the Cardinals, whoever, and I told them, you're going to make the playoffs 6 out of the next 9 years, but just so you know, you're never going to come close to getting a playoff win. None of them would sign up for that because that's part of the deal. You're going to do what the Steelers did the last 8 years. You're going to get to the playoffs 70% of the time. You're never going to come close to winning the playoffs. Would you sign up for that? None of them would.
And guess what, Joe? I mean, I'm all for change too. But I'm going to say this about Tomlin. A lot of these franchises had Super Bowl winning quarterbacks, and they never bounced back yet. I can start naming them. Saints had Drew Brees. They didn't bounce back yet. The Chargers had Phillip Rivers. They didn't bounce back yet. New England's probably the only team to look like they're doing something. Tomlin's been doing a good job with nothing, man. He's been doing a good job with nothing.
When
Joe.
You say I mean, nothing, when you say nothing, how much responsibility does he have for the roster?
I don't know.
How much responsibility? I do a lot.
Hear me out, Joe.
Okay,
No.
First, you said something. First, listen to me.
Okay. I got one more after you.
How much responsibility does he have for the nothing that you talk about? How much responsibility? And the answer to that isn't. I'm not guessing at the answer to that. It's a hell of a lot. Secondly, how much responsibility does he have for hiring coordinators? The answer to that is he hires the coordinators, and those are just facts, man. And third of all, when you talk about where these franchises have gone without their quarterbacks, yeah, that's true. But then that begs the question, Rob, what did the Steelers do in Ben's prime for 10 years from 2010 to let's say 19 before he got hurt, or 18, let's say 8 or 9 years. They didn't do anything. In that stretch either. 11 to 19.
You remember the years Sean McVay lost his quarterback? He was ready to run to the TV and do broadcasting.
He took Jared Goff. He took Jared Goff to a Super Bowl.
Did you remember? You ever hear what I just said, Joe? The year Matthew Stafford, one of them was hurt, and they had a top pick that they gave to somebody, he was ready to quit. A lot of these guys got $50 million quarterbacks, Joe. They're doing nothing.
He took Jared Goff to a Super Bowl.
I know, but you're
he's 87 and he's 87 and 54. He's 8-5 in the playoffs. He went to the NFC Championship last year. What are we talking about here?
We're talking about that Tom is not as bad as everybody says he is. I'm all for change, Joe. I'm with you. But we're bashing him like he's never done. Listen, I just named it, Joe. Those franchises hasn't done nothing yet. The Jags and Eli, they ain't shake back yet. Tomlin had quarterback after quarterback after quarterback.
What did he do with Ben? What did he do with Ben from 11 to 18? Anything? I think they got to one championship game. Did they win? Did they win with Brown, Antonio Brown, and Bell? Did I miss something?
No, you ain't missed nothing. They didn't win.
Nobody's saying, at least I'm not, that Tomlin is a bad coach. I think he's a good coach. My solution is you, for his sake and the Steelers' sake, you trade him to a place like the Giants. He goes in there a conquering hero, and they move on from 9. See, you act like this is just since Ben left. This is going on 9 years without being competitive in a single playoff game. Vince freaking Lombardi only coached for 11 years in the league. Jimmy Johnson for 9. Tomlin has gone a coaching lifetime, almost a decade, without having been competitive in one game, even though for multiple years he had been in his prime.
Joe, your buddy up in Buffalo is going to get fired this year because he can't win with a franchise quarterback.
Yeah, he stinks.
He's done. Listen, a lot of these coaches don't have a clue. They got $50 million quarterbacks, franchise quarterback. He can't do nothing. He went to the playoffs with Duck Hodges.
Yeah.
What are we talking about here, man?
What are we talking about? He went 8.
He's not as bad as everybody says he is. Get rid of Tom. I'm all for change, but don't kick the man while he's going.
First of all, he didn't go to the playoffs with Duck Hodges. But anyways, it's just the truth at this point with Tomlin.
I mean, I know. I'm with you, Joe. I mean, I'm all for change, but I would start with the coordinators. If you don't want to – listen, he's at the point now, if you ask me, it's time to be CEO Tomlin. Just oversee everything and hear things. If you don't like something, you say something. Get you a defensive coordinator. Let him run his scheme.
Yeah, unfortunately, he's done a terrible job of hiring coordinators, and he wants to be the defensive coordinator. He had Brian Flores in the building and could have just stayed with him, but his ego wouldn't allow that. He wants to design the defense. Where has that gotten him? Anyway, Sean, where are we here? Fan weather brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. Cold with some snow flurries today and a high of 37. You can take your choice there, Carnell Lake or Yarko Rutu. Who are you going with there? I'm sticking with Carnell Lake, I think. Much as I loved Rutu.
Yeah, I'll go Carnell Lake.
Fan Hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Coming up, we have Nick Faribault from Penn Live on all things Steve.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.